the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon me. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit." It's the work of that dove, probably one of the least awesome of the birds, nothing comparing to some of the raptors we have around, or the eagles, the vultures. Not particularly fond of vultures, but do you know, by the way, that an ill-eagle is actually a poorly vulture? But that's another. I will put that up on the screen if you need me to. But did you realise that an ill-eagle is actually a poorly vulture? Right, that's it, no more of that. Right. Thank you. Yes, it was terrible, I'm sorry about that. The dove is not of the same order. Throughout the Bible, the dove is the symbol, or it's been adopted as a symbol of peace, mainly because the dove's first appearance is there on the ark, and it's the dove who indicates that it's safe for Noah and his family to leave the ark and to head out onto what is now dry land. But the dove is the poor man's sacrifice offered under the Old Testament law. It's a symbol of purity. It's not majesty. It's self-effacing. The dove is white, which is, unless it's got the funny numbers on it that I've put on our origami dove. Anyone got an origami dove, by the way? Wow, that's brilliant. Where did you get that from?